Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, what a wonderful, beautiful Sunday morning it is. I mean, yeah, Sunday. Not a Sunday. Sunny. You know, sunny, not Sunday. I don't want you to think I lost my mind in a couple of days ahead. Day is Thursday, but I said a sunny morning. Beautiful sunny morning here where I'm at in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I mean, it's so beautiful. The sun is out. It was a little light shower this morning, and looking at the sun glazed across the wet grass as I sit here and look out my studio window, prepared to do the show today. You know, today we have a great show, and we have a great guest that I'll be bringing up here in a second. Again, this show is this theme, Home-Based Business 101, to try to help you find ways and means to be able to work from home. Not only opportunities, but how to have the right mindset, you know, because your attitude will determine your altitude. You know, how high you go in life determines on how high you think. And, you know, it's very important to think different than 80% of, you know, people just do what they need to do, get by. You know, and if you're tired of getting by, then you tuned into the right show today because, again, what we're going to do is, we're going to give you information and we bring on guests at times to help, you know, certify that information and, you know, share things that they're doing and experiencing to help people. This morning's guest is Dan Henneman, and Dan is a licensed clinical professional counselor and a certified hypnosis with combined business and professional backgrounds in metaphysics, religious science, hypnosis, psychology, motivation techniques, and personal business development systems. He is the founder and CEO of Blockbust Your Path. Dan created this organization to help spiritual entrepreneurs that are metaphysically minded to own their true spiritual significance while creating an ideal business that allows them to live the life that they love. I mean, that is so important. And his mission is to empower. And he had 50,000 such entrepreneurs, and I think he said that number has went up, to wish to change the world and create global prosperity. I mean, that is some very, you know, some bold focus. And, you know, we're glad to have Dan on the show this morning. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, glad to have you on. And, I mean, you know, that's some bold stuff you have out there in terms of, you know, wanting to help empower people, especially entrepreneurs, spiritual entrepreneurs, as you said, people that, you know, they're looking to do something, you know, besides just make tons of money, you know, but how to empower them to help bring about, you know, global prosperity. Could you tell us, you know, how did you come into doing what you're doing and creating Blockbust Your Path?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, just a little bit about my own path and my background. Growing up, I really was a shy person. I mean, I was not very outgoing, and I just, and I was really lost in trying to find myself, as many, you know, young people are, and through the teenage years and everything. But, you know, as I started to get into wanting to help people and went on into college and studied psychology. And then after I got through schooling, I just had this drive inside of me to really want to get out and talk to a lot of people. I kind of was, the switch was flipping, you know. Now I wanted to get in front of everybody. So I started getting out there, and I was a copier salesman, actually, for a few years. And honestly, I had no passion for copiers, but I had a passion for getting in front of people and sharing my enthusiasm with people. So I enjoyed it at that level, but I wasn't really fulfilling to me ultimately. So I went back to school and I got my master's in counseling, and then I worked with the chronically mentally ill for a few years, helping them, and then I worked in as an employee assistance program counselor, and I helped people with a wide variety of issues there, and got to start my own private practice. I started doing that on the side. And when I started getting into private practice, that's when I started connecting with other entrepreneurs. And when I started connecting with other entrepreneurs, I started to see all the blocks that they had. A lot of people were doing things that they weren't really that alive about. They were just doing it. They were just doing it more so for the money, the opportunity, or this is a great MLM or whatever. And I just saw a disconnect. And I also saw, even if they were in the realm of what they probably were meant to do, they were blocked. They were not really realizing the type of success that they wanted. So really inspired me to want to help these people. Because, you know, when you're networking with people and talking with people, you want to try to help them. And I thought, well, geez, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for me to help people to really realize what they want to do in business. Because there's no greater way, once you start really tapping into what it is you want to do, there's no better way to really empower your life than to be a business owner once you're really on purpose with what you want to do with your life. So it inspired me to go on to create the Blockbuster Path, and so now I just have some deep calling within my own soul to want to get out and help as many people as I can, and it's something, it is one of those things that is kind of, it's within me, and it just, it's something that drives me, and I don't even, you know, it's one of those things, it's from God or spirit or however you look at that. I'm just driven to want to get out in front of large audiences and help a lot of people, and that's just the way I'm wired. So that's really all part of what my soul's calling and what's brought me into, creating this organization to help, entrepreneurs to realize authentic success through their businesses.
Okay, yeah, I noticed, you know, you work with entrepreneurs and you help them identify, you know, their, as you say, their soul's calling for their, you know, for their business or for their life. Tell us what you mean when you say help someone find their soul's calling. Or you said some people, they was just, you know, you tell people that was just sort of going through motions, doing stuff to, basically they got some money coming in, they pay some bills, they moving along, as I say, you know, just as I call it, you know, the average and ordinary life. And you say that, you know, you want to help people find this soul's calling. Tell us what that is, and then when they find, when you, after someone knows what their soul's calling is, how do they go about answering that? And I mean, a lot of times, you know, we can tune in and we sort of find that bigger why, mm-hmm. but then we don't move on it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, how do you identify what your soul's calling is? What is that all about? Well, a soul's calling is really what you're passionate about. So that's a big clue. I mean, is what is it you're passionate about? So I'll give you a definition, actually, of what I consider to be a soul's calling. What it is it's an unshakable, deep, and meaningful purpose that your soul is compelled to fulfill. It's an unshakable, deep, meaningful purpose that your soul is compelled to fulfill. And it's like, I liken it to like a rocket ship or a missile, a guided missile inside yourself that is ready to be launched. But, you know, a lot of times what happens is we've got all that inside of ourselves, but we'll distract ourselves with doing all kinds of other things, looking for other type of opportunities, because we're conditioned to look for the bright, shiny objects, as I might call them. You know, the things that might seem appealing, but we tend to run away from those things that are most deep to us many times because of our own personal hang-ups, our own fears about doing that, and how will that, you know, how can I really do that? Am I really that powerful to do those really big things that are inside of me? So it's really a sense of like personal destiny. To do something. So if you thought about being a best-selling author or whatever, you know, or owning a certain kind of business, you know, you've always had thought about owning, a bed and breakfast or something, or you have that dream. And no matter how much you try to ignore it, it's still there. So it's like, you go and you start doing other things, and you're looking at other maybe jobs. You go out and work jobs, and or you do other businesses and everything. And you might even have good or a lot of success with them, but ultimately it just does not feel satisfying, and you continue to have that deeper calling inside of you that keeps nudging you, keeps at you, and you just cannot ignore it. And the reason why, first of all, intuitively, you can see why it'd be so important to know what your soul's calling is and to really start connecting with that. I would say most people already have a good idea. What I do is I help people to really flesh that out. And then when you start fleshing it out and you know what it is, then you're able to start, you know, thinking about answering that calling. So once you know what it is, then you've got the opportunity, in many cases, whatever you have been doing has not actually worked out too well because it hasn't been aligned for you. You're out trying to sell stuff you don't even care about. You know, for example, me trying to sell copiers back when I was in my early 20s. I mean, I didn't really care about copiers, but I just wanted to get out there and be with people and, you know, and share things with people.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I went through a period like that when I sold life insurance. You know, I could do it. You know, but what I enjoyed more was talking to the people. But part of the problem was it created other problems because it wasn't something that I really wanted to do deep inside. So it caused me to have other problems at that time because, you know, I was selling life insurance and, you know, I could make money at it. And I used to, you know, make my quotas and get my premiums and stuff and all of that. But when I wasn't selling, when I wasn't out with a client because it was something I really didn't want to do, I had a drinking problem because I was, you know, I had to find a way to suppress what was inside of me,
right,
calling me to wanting to do something else. But it was like, well, you know, you go out and you close this tonight, you're gonna make up $500, you know what I mean? And then it was techniques that, you know, I couldn't stand. I mean, but I got them down good. I mean, one of the techniques I used to hate in telling life insurance is called bring the hearse to the door. Bring the hearse to the door is basically you divide the family. You tell the you look over at the wife and you say, okay, the husband, he's dead now. Okay, you tell him, okay, you got to shut up. You can't say nothing. You ask, you know, do you still want cable? You want this? You want that? You want that? You know, and the guy's sitting on the edge of the seat like, wait a minute, you're dead. Be quiet. You know what? But I'm just saying, you know, these different techniques I had learned to sell life insurance that helped me effectively close. But I didn't enjoy it.
Right, exactly. And you can go through the mechanics and you can actually be successful because if you follow certain systems and businesses and you follow them well, you might actually be successful still. But often you might, despite, you know, not following what's deep and meaningful to you, you might actually have some level of success. But you'll always have more success than that which is deep and meaningful to you, and you would certainly feel the power that's within yourself and have the joy and the meaning and the purpose in your life that you're looking for by doing so. You feel a wholeness within yourself, as you know, because I know you are definitely, you know, in alignment with what's more deep and meaningful for yourself now too, and that's what you started experiencing. And one of the other things that I've noticed about yourself, Baba, is that, you know, you're just such a authentic person. You're so real. And what happens is, and what I've noticed about you is that you start really being of true service to people each and every day. I mean, that is what you're all about. That's the business of the day. You become of service to people because, you know, you're so in line and authentic with what really is meaningful to you, and you want to help people in that same way. You want to help people with what it is you're called to serve them to do. So you might be called to serve people to create new businesses or to be able to travel, you know, at a discount rate or in comfortably and all those kinds of things. Whatever it is that you're called to do, whatever that is, you're seeing it as being of service. You're not looking at it as, I'm out to make some cash here, you know, like,
That's right.
The bottom line. I got to close some deals, you know. And I mean, there is the business aspect always, but you don't even worry about that. You're thinking about being a service to people, and the close is automatic because people get it.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to take this caller and see if they have a question for you or a comment. And I believe this is Ruth, and I know you're en route to, you know, your secondary place of employment. And do you have a question for Dan this morning, Ruth?
Good morning, Dan,
good morning.
And good morning, Babajahi. Actually, Babajahi, I am at my job. I'm working overtime today.
Okay, all right.
I am enjoying the call, and I really like the definition, Dan, that you gave of finding your soul's purpose. How did you come up with that?
That's just the definition I came up with, and really it evolved through my own finding my own soul's calling and working with my own passions. So I honestly just created that on my own. So that's where it came from. I just have seen that that's true. It's true that because the people I talk to, I'm guessing Ruth, maybe it's possible you're one of these people. Like you've gone through life and you've gone through so many different experiences and they just have never matched up to what you're looking for, and yet there's always been something you've talked about you wanted to do, but you keep shelving it and it just keeps coming back up, and it's just undeniable. There's nothing you can talk your way around it why you can't do it, but the bottom line is you're being compelled to do it.
Exactly. Thank you so much. And also the aspect of following what you want to do as opposed to what someone else in your family,
right,
or as you have been taught to do, being one of seven children, we were told, go to school, get a job, good education, get a good job. I've done all that, and now the rules of the world have changed to where that doesn't apply. So thank you so much for the direction and guidance, and I look forward to the rest of what you have to say.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Thank
all
you
right,
for calling
thank
in.
You, Ruth. Again, folks, the call-in line is 646-595-4222, 646-595-4222 if you have a question or comment for our guest this morning, and while we're waiting to see if anybody else call in. So, Dan, what are some of the techniques that you use to help clients to bust through their mental blocks? I mean, we talk about, these mental blocks that get in our way, you're providing techniques to help people overcome so that they can get into their soul's calling. So could you share with us some of the techniques that you help people with?
Absolutely. Yeah, some of the techniques, first of all, you have to get clear about what it is that you really love in your life. And although you may already have the glimmers of it and it's always there, you need to get more connected with that. So that's usually one of the first steps often that I'll take with clients is to help them to get really clear on what it is that are their, first of all, what are their passions? Because those are the clues. What are the things you're most passionate about? So to identify what those top passions are in your life, and then to take that deeper to find out what is the one thing that you're just most called to do, and to help them to enact that. And some of the techniques really are to help them bust through the block. First of all, I teach people, and I continue to teach people through every class I do, and often through many of the sessions I do with people individually. I will continue to get back to the idea you need to stay open. You need to stay open as you start to answer the call. You start to go down that path. You need to stay open to the way things are showing up. I mean, many of us business owners do not have immediate success. You run into challenges, and you need to embrace those challenges, realize that they're going to move you forward, that you are going to have everything that you want. So to help people to realize that they just need to stay open and stay present with what's showing up and to continue to follow that soul's calling. So that's really key, just to even to support people and to remind them of that is really huge. Now, there are other specific techniques that I use. There is a particular technique of just really staying singular is really important. So whether it's staying singular with your soul's calling or staying singular with like a new empowering belief. Let's say you've always had a belief that you were not good enough. Okay, I'm not good enough, and that's why I cannot move forward with what I want to do. Well, what I teach people to do, and there's specific ways to do it, but to get singular with the idea that, hey, I am good enough. Hey, I am good enough. And it really is that simple. It's when you can start to really feel into that and to really own that and to know that, then and you massively apply that in different ways. Let's say you start making that like your daily affirmation. Hey, I'm good enough, or I'm more than good enough, or whatever resonates for you. And then you start to apply that in certain ways. Now, what?
Seeing yourself worthy, then.
Right. See yourself worthy.
We got another call on the line, Dan. Sure. Hold on to that thought for a minute. We're going to come back to that seeing yourself worthy point. But let's take this other caller. I think it's a Skype caller, 111. Caller, you on the air. Question or comment for our guest this morning? Hello? Caller, 111. I think it's a Skype line. Okay. Well, we'll go back to Dan. Hello, caller, you there? Okay, back to you, Dan. Caller, if you happen to hear us, or you're just tuning in and just listening to the show, fine. If you care to make a comment, just let us know. I got your line unmuted right now. Okay, Dan, go back. We was talking about seeing yourself, sort of like you were saying something like about self worth. You knowing that you're worthy of whatever it is that you want to achieve.
Right. And then once you start getting singular with that, you take a daily practice of realizing that it's false, it's not a matter of you're not good enough. That is false. Because you have to realize that on the flip side, that it's got to be at least equally true or more true that you're good enough. And when you can start to, on a daily basis and throughout the day, to reaffirm and get into the feeling of it that, hey, I'm good enough, I'm worth plenty. And when you get into that, then to start to look at how can you when you're inspired by that, what are some actions you can take that will move that energy forward within yourself to really make it stronger? So it's not a matter of just thoughts and feelings, but it's a matter of getting out and taking action. So if you're feeling like plenty and you're in business, then, okay, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to call this person I've been holding back on calling. And I'm gonna go ahead and see if they want to do business with me, or I'm gonna call this person and see if they want to partner with me, or whatever that next step is, whatever it is, to start taking those steps. And so that's another thing. And then one last thing I wanted to mention, because there's many things I do with people. One of the other things I do with people is I'm very intuitive. I have an intuitive technique that I use, where I'm able to read people's what's going on with them, and we're all connected at a certain level. We all have this connection with each other, and what I'm able to do, I'm sensitive to what's going on deeper inside of a person. In part, I've honed that through my work as a counselor and everything, but I'm able to really pick up what's going on deep within a person, and then I'm actually able to clear those blocks within that person after I intuitively pick up on that, and I can do it in a way where you may not even understand what happened. So it's like an energetic technique, and I'm able to touch with that energy, because we're all connected. It's just like doing a prayer. And when we do that prayer, it starts to clear it. It sends out the broadcast to that particular individual, and it clears it. And so I call that my block bust energetic release technique, and that's another way that I do it. So there's many, many ways.
Okay, that's just very interesting, because I know when I first started studying yoga, which is one of the things that helped me to get in tune to, my higher self in terms of stuff, was a whole thing of mental telepathy and people at times, some people me and my wife able to share some things with, then some people it gets a little too heavy for them. But like we do is like right now my wife, she's away, she'll be back home this weekend, but we'll have a certain time at night that if we're apart, we've already agreed upon, and we meditate, and we'll feel each other, hold each other, and it gets deep. I mean, but when we try to tell people stuff like that, if you're saying, that's spooky,
Well,
no, the brain is a sending and receiving set, but let me get back to you. But I mean, I understand what you're saying. When you really begin to get into yourself and understand and discover and tap your energy, because we all are energy force, and then how to connect with other people's energy, because that's all I do when I do public speaking. I feel the energy in the room. I can write a speech. Most of the time, the speeches I write, I don't do. Because if the energy said, and I get to a place, if the energy that I feel in the room, you know, my wife said, "Well, you," I said, "Yeah, well, I'll use some points from there." I said, "But the energy I feel in the room is saying that ain't what they need to hear today."
Right. Right, and that's really key. That's the spontaneity of your soul. You know, that's what it is. I mean, you know, see, we're conditioned to trust our logical mind, to say we have to have things in a prescribed way and a certain package, and we've been told what those packages are. But your soul is creative. It's spontaneous. It wants to be of service to yourself and to others, and it can read what's going on. And I'm so glad you shared about the mental telepathy and what you do with your wife and all those things, because we all need to start talking more about these things. These things that we're using and experiencing that we feel kind of, you know, I feel a little bit weird sometimes myself talking about some of the things I do, but usually what I find is the people I talk to are not feeling weird about it. They're like, yeah, you know, I can understand that, or maybe they do it themselves, something similar. So, yeah, I'm able to tap right into somebody's energy, and it starts to clear it, and it's you know, we're taught that it, you know, the way to do things is, you know, like if I'm a coach, you know, I listen to somebody, I tell them something, and then they feel better. Well, what I'm really doing is I'm telling them something that if they're receptive, it goes deeper within their mind, and then they're able to make a shift, and they're able to be changed. And it's no different when we're sending a broadcast through our energy, because we're all connected. When you send that broadcast through your energy, you're able to clear that other person's energy. So it's the same thing. You're sending a message, and you're clearing out the energy or clearing those blocks within themselves so they can experience the deeper meaning of their soul and to do the things that they want to do in their life.
Dan, while you know we still have time, give out your contact information and stuff so that, you know, for folks, you know, that want to follow up or go deeper into this process of one or more of the techniques that you mentioned earlier, you know, how they can, you know, touch base with you and, you know, find out, you know, if this is something that they like to pursue that, you know, it might help them with, you know, finding their soul's calling, as you were saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd love to do that. And is it okay if I help people, offer people a solution to help them if they're feeling stuck?
Sure.
And they want to answer their soul's calling as a business. Great, great.
Great.
All right, so what I'm doing right now is I'm offering a Blockbuster Power-Up session. And as part of that session, well, the prime thing I do within that session is I do use that Blockbus energetic release technique to help people. And I also, you know, coach you in moving forward in answering your soul's calling. Now, through this process, it's 60 minutes, okay? And I do it by telephone. And normally I charge $297 for that. And if you don't believe me, it's right up on my website. And but anyway, because Papa invited me on to this call, and you know, I know there's people on this line that are probably listening that maybe wanted to really step through their blocks and to answer their soul's calling, I am making a special offer today. I am going to offer that session to the first five people that contact me within the next 48 hours. I'm going to give that to them for just $47.
And when they contact you, they need to say that they're contacting you because they heard you on Home Base Business 101 with Baba Jahi. So
that'll be their
code and their clue is that, hey, I heard you on Home Base Business 101 on Thursday morning, April the 9th with Baba Jahi, and I want to get my path cleared and I want to take up on that special offer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you. And you know, and just one thing I wanted to say about this too is just imagine you're able to clear just one of the major blocks that you have. If it's I'm not good enough or I don't know what to do next or whatever it is, you're going to get a tremendous boost and clarity that is going to send you flying forward. I had one person that worked with me who went out and spoke to an audience right after we spoke and closed 40% of the audience based on the techniques I gave her and the you know, the new energy she got from the session. So it's powerful stuff. So if you want to take advantage of this offer, you can do so by contacting me, letting me know that you've heard me on this show. You can email me at dan@blockbustyourpath.com, blockbustyourpath.com, or you can call me, and I'm at 815-788-0471, 815-788-0471. And one last thing I did want to mention is that I also have my own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm at blogtalkradio.com/blockbustyourpath. And I'll be speaking tomorrow, in fact, at 1 p.m. Central Time. And I'm going to be speaking on Is Your Plate Too Full? How to Clean It Off.
All right. I will do is, for the special offer you put out there, I will also post it on the site, I post it on there for the day it's out. So you said 48 hours, so that means they got till Saturday then, right?
Right, that's correct. You have until Saturday to contact me.
I'll post your contact information on there, I'll post the offer. The offer that you're putting out there. And, I'll remind people also, those that can, to tune into your show on Saturday. If they don't catch it live, they always can catch it in the archive. And, it's great being able to support one another. And, as we wind down, I'm going to play my theme song, and then I want you to you were sharing with me, some information about my theme song called It's My Time. I'm going to play that, and then after we come back on the other side of that, I'd like for you to share, about that song called It's My Time.
Sure.
There's calling me to
Right, and that's our theme song, It's My Time, and that song has done a lot for me and my family. My 8-year-old grandson, he knows the words by heart, and when it's on, you know, he's bouncing around the house and singing it, and you know, me and my wife, you know, when I wake up in the morning, like I said, besides using it for the show, you know, I focus like that in the morning, you know, that, hey, you know, it's just something about the words, but also the way the music gets mixed and, mm-hmm. and all of that just, you know, gives me a lot of energy for dealing with my day. And then at the same time, you know, in the evening, if I done got beat down in the middle of the day, and you know, I put that back on and it just gets me refocused and re-energized all over again. But when I talked to you and you told me, you know, you first heard it on my show, you was
right.
telling me some information that you know about the origin of that song. Would you go ahead and share it with our audience, please?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that song was created by a man named Paul Hoffman, and I've met with Paul before. I actually had dinner with him one time at a seminar, but he creates success songs. I think he's got a website, successsongs.com. I'm not sure if that's the right URL, but he creates success songs for different seminar leaders. And he created that for the makers of The Passion Test, which is a New York Times bestseller book by Janet Bray and Chris Atwood. And I'm actually a certified facilitator for the Passion Test. So, that song was created as a theme song for The Passion Test, actually, as well. So, so when I heard that, I was like, I'm familiar with that song. And I've actually seen Paul Hoffman perform that song live, and he's just got an incredible heart, and really love what he puts together.
What is the Passion Test?
Now, the Passion Test is the tool that I use to help people identify their top five passions, and then the other part of it is they teach you the way to effortlessly manifest your passions. That doesn't mean there won't be challenges, but if you follow it, it will work each and every time. So I teach people the system to do it. It's really simple, but that's the thing. People usually don't trust what's simple. So I'm there to help them and to help them to move through their blocks that they might have to really living their passions fully.
All right. Dan, give out, as we wind down, I'd like you to give out your contact information. Once again, and like I said, I'll post it on the site, your contact information, and the special offer that you have for my listeners today.
That's great. I really appreciate that. It's been great to be on the show and to connect with your audience and to have people calling in, and I really thank you for having me on. It's been a real honor and pleasure.
Hey, the energy just gets connected. I mean, you know, I had a piece that I shared, with one of the people that I had on when I had Pajama Mama on, and I had shared when I first got connected with her. I had prayed that one I wanted to do was take the show to another level, because I took a break for a while, and I said, you know, I want to start having guests. Mm-hmm. And then what happened, I got an email from her, you know, and it was not only that I want to have guests, but I want to have credible guests.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you can get a bunch of guests. You know, again, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for, but then you need to be specific about what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then the energy, like I said, the universe just began to respond. And, you know, and so I'm glad, that our energy was able to connect. And, you know, we enjoyed having you on today. Looking forward to having you back on again sometime in the near future. And but give out the contact information and a special offer again, because we're winding down.
Sure, absolutely. So, yeah, the special offer again is the Blockbuster Power-Up Session. And normally it's $297 for a 60-minute session with me to clear one of your primary mental blocks to your business success, to answer your soul's calling. And normally $297 for a 60-minute phone session with me. And right now it's $47. Just only $47 for the first five people to contact me within the next 48 hours, so that's by Saturday. And the contact information is dan@blockbustyourpath.com, dan@blockbustyourpath.com. And you can also phone me at 815-788-0471. And one last thing, another way to keep in touch with me is to go to my website, www.blockbusterpath.com, blockbusterpath.com, and go ahead and sign up for my e-newsletter. You're going to be entered into a contest to win a $100 certificate to take advantage of one of my services, and then also you will get all the updates about my radio shows, and most importantly, you'll get the weekly tips to bust through your blocks to have more business success.
All right, Dan. Hey, man, I really enjoyed having you on. I want to thank you for being on this morning, and I'm getting ready to do my wrap-up and close out, and I will be emailing you with a follow-up, survey in terms of how you felt about, being on the show today, and hopefully some people will take Dan up on that special offer that he's offering to our listening audience this morning. And again, we want to thank him for being on, and hey, I feel the energy through the phone. And just thank you. Okay, people, as we wrap up for the day, one of the other things you need to know is that, hey, give us a call at 252-977-6834 so that we can enter you into a sweepstakes. Yeah, man, we got a sweepstakes here, a trip of a lifetime sweepstakes. Our company's giving away a trip to Jamaica, 4 days, 3 nights, plus $1,000 spending money. A trip to Jamaica. The drawing will be held on May the 5th. Every month, our company gives away a trip to some nice resort in the world. But in order to participate in the trip, you have to enter. And basically, there's no cost to enter. You do is you give us a call, or you can email us at the MU Group. That's THEMUGROUP, the MU Group. At movementsunlimited.com, and email us, and you email us, I'll send you the email link, and then you can enter into the sweepstakes, and you might have a chance to win that trip to Jamaica for two people, 4 days, 3 nights, $1,000 spending money every month. We do this as a part of our travel business. Also, need to know that for those that I'm participating in our tax seminar this weekend. We haven't set the time yet, but I'm looking at a morning call and an afternoon call. We'll do two calls on this Saturday. Got to make sure I got my calendar straight for another activity. I know I got to do midday. But give us a call at 252-977-6834 or email us at the MU Group, THEMUGROUP. At movementsunlimited.com, say interested in tax seminar, and we will hook you up, because one of the things you want to do is know about all of the tax advantages that are available to you to be able to save if you have a home-based business. All right, that's going to do it for me for today and for this week on Home-Based Business 101. Hey, we really enjoyed you, and we had a great week. And, hey, just keep pushing forward. And we'll close out with another song. I'll let it play out. It'll stream for a while, and those that's on the phone line, you'll still be able to hear the rest of this call. Thank you for your love, because that's what I feel from those of you out here that tune into my show and those that have been checking it live or checking it in the archive. Over 10,000 people have viewed the profile of Home-Based Business 101. And, again, I just thank you for, the love that you've been giving me and showing me here on these airways, and we're going to keep stepping it up and trying to get better and better and better and better every day. Peace.
all the kids.